The blessing of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious grace freely bestowed in the Son, and the power of the promised Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Gracious God, your blessed Son came down from heaven to be the true bread that gives life to the world. Give us this bread always, that he may live in us and we in him, and that strengthened by this food, we may live as his body in the world, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Our first reading is a reading from 2 Samuel. King David ordered Joab and Abishai and Ittai to saying, "Deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom." And all the people heard when the king gave orders to all the commanders concerning Absalom. So the army went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was fought in the forest of Ephraim. The men of Israel were defeated there by the servants of David, and the slaughter there was great on that day. 20,000 men. The battle spread over the face of all the country, and the forest claimed more victims that day than the sword. Absalom happened to meet the servants of David. Absalom was riding on his mule, and the mule went under the thick branches of a great oak. His head caught fast in the oak, and he was left hanging between heaven and earth, while the mule that was under him went on. The 10 young men, Joab's armor-bearers, surrounded Absalom and struck him and killed him. Then the Cushites came, and the Cushites said, "Good tidings for my lord the king, for the Lord has vindicated you this day, delivering you from the power of all who rose up against you." The king said to the Cushite, "It is well with the young man Absalom." The Cushite answered, "May the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise up to do you harm be like that young man." The king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom. Would I have died instead of you, O Absalom, my son." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 130 responsively. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord.
O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication.
If you were to keep watch over sins, O Lord, who could stand?
Yet with you is forgiveness, in order that
I wait for you, O Lord. My soul waits. In your word is my hope.
My soul waits for the Lord more than those who keep watch for the morning. More than those who keep watch for the morning.
O Israel, wait for the Lord there is steadfast love. With the Lord there is plenteous redemption.
For the Lord shall redeem Israel from all their sins.
Now and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Ephesians. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God as Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we?
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise up that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord. I went to the pastor's meeting last Wednesday, and a number of my colleagues were complaining about having to preach about bread again and again and again. Six times in this summer season, we're on week three, that we get to preach about bread. I didn't join in on the complaining because I haven't had an opportunity to preach on bread yet, thanks to Pastor Bringman and thanks to Don Snowden. The last two Sundays, I haven't preached. So this is, in the wisdom of the church, these bread Sundays must mean that we need to hear this repetition, this story over and over again. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." And when he taught his disciples to pray, he said, "Give us this day our daily bread." Bread is a common staple in every part of the world, in every home. Earlier this week, when I was thinking about this, I couldn't think of any Chinese or Japanese bread. So I had to do some research, and I found that there is a traditional Asian bread, several different kinds, some cooked on griddles, some yeast raised, and some kinds of bread that are steamed on the bamboo steamers right along next to the fish and the vegetables. I don't have any of that bread here. Bread is a basic staple for the human family. We all eat bread. I don't think there's been any scientific research done, but is there anybody who doesn't like the smell of fresh baked bread? I can still smell this memory. My grandmother used to make bread and sweet rolls twice a week for customers. She would have people lined up at her back door picking up their orders on Thursdays and Saturdays. And as a little girl, I used to go to my grandmother's house and take my place on a high stool next to the kitchen counter, and I would get my little piece of dough that she would ration out to all the grandchildren who happened to appear on bread baking day. And we had as long as it took her to make all the bread. You had to be done with your loaf when she was finished and putting things in the oven. That was, or when it was time to set them to rise. But the hardest time for this impatient little girl was waiting for that bread, not when it just came out the oven, waiting for it to cool enough so that I could slather it and have that first bite of hot, homemade bread. Can you recall the smell of bread fresh from the oven? I tried to make the church smell like that by baking these biscuits this morning. Didn't quite work. Didn't waft into here. My sister suggested that I go and find one of those candles that make your house smell like apple pie or something. I said, well, apple pie isn't exactly the same smell as bread. Bread is so good, so delicious. Can you just taste it? It's so good. Like Jesus and his love. Jesus and his infinite love for all people in all the world. Jesus' love and life that we are called to share is so good, so delicious. And Jesus invites us to share a life with him that is so full of flavor. Don't we just love sourdough bread and pita? Got pita bread and some nut bread. We just love bread that's fresh and good. And it's life-giving. And we know that when we consume the bread of life, Jesus, this is life-giving. God's life and infinite love is for all of the people in the world. This bread, this Jesus, is so good. The best bread in the world. Infinite love for all people. Infinite compassion. Infinite justice. Infinite mercy. And peace. Jesus' love for us is so good. The bread of life is so good. We love French bread and Mexican bread and even Norwegian bread. Lefse. Thank you, Gail Bennett, for bringing that to me. Jesus is the bread of life, giving us energy. Divine energy and infinite love. Jesus, the bread of life, is eaten in every culture, in every part of the world, in every time and place throughout human history. Jesus is the bread of life. Think about bread in your life. Where do you keep your bread? Seems like most families, most households have a special place for their bread. If you have a new kitchen, you probably have one of those great bread drawers that protect the humidity so that it's just the right degree and your bread stays fresh. But every kitchen has a spot for bread. Jesus is there. In that spot in your kitchen, in your daily life, in your common day-to-day activities, Jesus is there with his infinite love, present in the very ordinary places, the very ordinary times of our lives. And that's where Jesus meets us, in those common places, in those common times in our lives. There is no time and there is no place where Jesus is not, with his infinite love, compassionate love, merciful, forgiving love. The bread of life and energy of love is always here for us. Jesus, the bread of life, is not interested in a one-day stand. Jesus is interested in a long-term relationship. Jesus is not interested in relationships that don't include daily bread. Jesus is with us every day, always. When I went to the store, to the bakery, and to the grocery store to get some bread, I did not get that fly, to get some bread for this array, I noticed something. There's a lot of bread. There's sweet bread, like donuts and Twinkies. And they kind of go in order. Then there's savory bread, like this garlic Italian kind of bread. And then there's fancy bread for rolls, like croissants and fluffy bakery or biscuits. There's bread with 12 grains, and there's bread with 7 grains, and there's bread with 2 grains. I can't remember what one, that one. And then there's Wonder Bread, which makes you wonder if there's any grain at all. And there's bread that has purpose, like a hot dog bun or a hoagie bun. There's bread that is nourishing us, and there's bread that we eat because we just remember the great taste. Think of your favorite bread and how often we just go and get that kind of bread that nourishes us, that holds our peanut butter, that lifts up our piece of ham. There's a story told that during the bombing raids in World War II, there were lots of children who were orphaned and left to starve. And the fortunate ones were rescued and placed in refugee camps where they were given food and were kept safe. But many of these children who had lost so much were so severely traumatized that they were not able to sleep at night. They feared that when they would wake up, they would once again be homeless and starving. Nothing seemed to be able to reassure these children until finally someone had an idea that to give each child a piece of bread to hold on to in the night, and that as that child held on to that piece of bread, they were able to calm themselves enough to fall asleep, calm themselves with the assurance, I ate today, I'll be able to eat tomorrow. Do you cling to Jesus, the bread of life, as those children would cling to that bread to remind them that they indeed were being loved and cared for, that they did have a future of hope? Jesus said, I am the living bread. He didn't just say, I am bread. He said, I'm the bread of life. I am the bread of life for you. A person living in solitary confinement, given food, but no music, no beauty of nature, no human contact, no relationship. That's not really living. That's being alive, but that's not living. Jesus invites us to be living, to share in the living bread. It's true. You are what you eat. When we come to Holy Communion, we not only take Jesus into us, but we become what we eat. We become the body of Christ. We become the bread of life. You know, the word companion literally means with bread. Jesus invites us to be his companion at the same time that we are invited to be companions with one another, to share bread. What is the bread that your companions need? What is the bread that you need? The bread of compassion, maybe the bread of encouragement, the bread of forgiveness, maybe the bread of a job or a fair wage, maybe the bread of affordable housing. Share with one another the bread of life. A holy person once told me, if people are starving, feed them. And then, when their bellies are full, share with them the food that nourishes their spirit, the joy that you've found in a relationship with God. May you be filled. May you be filled with the promise of Jesus Christ that is for you today. Taste and see. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats this bread will never be hungry. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Be filled with the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Amen.